The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield is brought to you by Absa CIB. Absa is committed to going beyond the expected every day to set the benchmark in South Africa's investment industry. Absa is a registered FSP.
Amanda Cromote is South Africa's leading expert on loyalty programs, but we're not going to talk about that directly with her tonight. She has, in the past year, had some really bad luck. Rather than allowing her to get her down, she's striving to turn a massive negative into something productive for others. She's the chief executive at Truth. It's a company which specializes in helping companies develop loyalty programs. And Amanda Cromote, you woke up one morning, was it a year ago, 18 months ago, and your eyesight had gone awry. Tell us what happened.
Hi, Bruce. Yeah, I did. I literally woke up on the 9th of March and went, oh my goodness, what is this extreme pain drilling through my brain? And I ended up with this dreadful thing in my eye called fusarium keratitis, which I don't wish upon my worst enemy. And 3 months later, the pain stopped, but that was after 2 emergency corneal transplants and a lot of anxiety and a lot of pain. And yeah, I'm now blind temporarily, I hope, in my right eye. Not hope I'm blind, but hope it's temporarily. And it's a very traumatic experience, but one we can hope can get changed in the future.
Fusarium keratitis. What is that?
Right. It's a fungus. So if there's ophthalmologists on listening to you, they'll know a lot more than my dreadful explanation, but there's sort of a hierarchy of pain and hierarchy of problems you can have on your cornea. And this kind of went from oh goodness, you've got some kind of virus on your cornea or you've got bacteria on your cornea. And they went through all the tests and eventually it was diagnosed as fusarium keratitis. It's a very nasty, rare, resistant fungus that found its way into my cornea, which meant I had to have these emergency corneal transplants after the very delicate care of a fantastic surgeon. Thank goodness I found the right surgeon.
There is a possible positive prognosis for you. You've had 2 corneal transplants. There will be further surgeries and you hope to at least restore part, if not all, of the sight that you enjoyed before the 9th of March last year in that eye. In the meantime, you're not sitting back and waiting, are you? You are someone who is fit. I mean, you do a lot of running, but it has unleashed a new sense of purpose, I think, is the best way of putting it in you. And I guess trying to make sense of something like this happening to you, you've decided, okay, fine, you do this to me, I'll show you. What is the big ambition to find a positive in the blindness?
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. So for many years, I've been running endurance events or doing Ironman and Comrades and stuff, as crazy people do. So it's not actually just about Comrades. It's about the Blind Loyalty Trust, which I've set up with the surgeon who's helped me thus far is also a trustee. And the Blind Loyalty Trust is about trying to help people like myself who may not be insured by a medical company that covered all my medical expenses, who can't afford the emergency drugs that helped me get through the 3 months and so forth. So the sole purpose is to give hope and clarity to really, I can't imagine. I often, when I was lying there in my 3 months off work in intense pain, thinking, how does someone who actually can't afford a surgeon like this or someone who can't afford this hospitalization survive this? And the brutal answer, Bruce, is they go to maybe a hospital that they find and their eye would be removed and they would have no future help in this sense. So the Blind Loyalty Trust is to help individuals who possibly, like myself, find themselves waking up one random day with this terrible, terrible prognosis. But for myself, obviously, there's future hope. I've still got surgery planned for later this year. But the trust is about raising funds, so we've managed to raise enough for the first surgery, so I'm nagging the surgeon to like commit to the first surgery whenever that's possible. We have raised enough already on my crusade to run Comrades this year, so I've taken a lot of adjustment to be able to run with one eye. It's quite tricky. Like,
you do look like you're celebrating International Pirate Day every single day of the year, because you wear a very fetching eye patch over your right eye, and that of course is to protect the eye, I'm sure, because it's an eye that, you know, at first glance looks perfectly normal, but you know it is compromised. You are going to be running the Two Oceans this weekend in Cape Town. You're running the Comrades later on this year. You're not going to raise an awful lot of money running races, though. I mean, what is the big goal here? You're leaning on companies and saying, come on, guys, this is a rare but tragically, you know, it does happen condition that people suffer from, and let's alleviate some of the pain.
Absolutely. So I've had the advantage this year of just the buzz and the vibe. So people are donating on the trust page for Comrades, because it's like, oh my goodness, she's running this stupid race with one eye. But that doesn't have sustainability. So the sustainability of it is we are working with companies that I work with in my daily life as a loyalty person. So there's been already great support from Vitality and Clicks. Vitality have sponsored me, so they are contributing to the trust for me to run as a Vitality runner. Which is great. I'm very happy to be a Vitality runner because it's a great club to run for. So they've already contributed to the trust, and I'm turning to my loyalty colleagues in the, not just in South Africa, but around the world, to say I will continue to do my work in the loyalty industry, but I will also be a loyalty spokesperson for your brand. So if you're doing awesome things with your loyalty program that you're struggling to get customers to understand because loyalty programs are complex, I'll explain it for you and I'll make it simple for you. But in return, you can actually contribute to the trust. So there's no bias. There's no sort of, just pay me money and I'll say your program's amazing. I'm saying pay the trust money and I'll explain your program in layman's terms for the average consumer, because I understand the stuff of loyalty programs. So I'm not asking for a bias towards which programs are the best in the country. I'm saying I will make it simple for the average consumer who this stuff is just complicated. But in return, pay the trust, and we will help individuals get hope and clarity and eyesight back through corneal transplants.
I would say break a leg on Saturday, but looking at your luck, you might. So have a good run.
Thank you, Bruce. And anyone who feels like donating, blindloyalty.co.za. We're up and running, and literally up and running with one eye.
There we go. Thank you. Keep a straight line. Thank you, Amanda Cromhout, Chief Executive at Truth. It's a loyalty. It's a company that helps other companies build their loyalty programs. And yeah, just terribly bad luck. Fusarium keratitis. It's a fungus of the cornea. I mean, if you consider the number of things that can go wrong with us, and just how severe something like this can be, and the agony that she's been through, you've got to make sense of it. I mean, from 9th of March for 3 months, March, April, May, this time last year, she was in abject agony. She's recovered incredibly well, still has no sight in the right eye, but is turning it and giving it some sort of sense of purpose, which I think is admirable.